Good morning on this Wednesday, November 19th, from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities, I'm Brady Johnson with your morning newscast. More than 1,600 students from nearly 50 schools attended the second annual Building Futures Career Expo at the QCCA Expo Center in Rock Island on Tuesday. Sarah Potter, Community Outreach and Workforce Planning Manager for the Tri-City Group and a member of the Expo's Planning Committee, says the team focused on expanding hands-on opportunities this year.
I think events like this are exceptionally impactful because of the great lengths that the contractors and the unions have gone to, bringing in the different types of equipment, bringing in the different types of technology, and really getting people thinking about careers in construction and in the industry.
New this year, community members were also invited to explore the more than 45 interactive activities in plumbing, electrical work, carpentry, and other trades, all led by local union tradesmen and apprenticeship instructors. Some immigrants who were let go from a JBS meatpacking plant in Ottumwa have left the country while others have stayed in the community. Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly reports they were fired last summer after the Trump administration changed their work authorization.
JBS told over 200 employees at the plant that it was aware of changes to their work authorization statuses. A small percentage were able to find new authorization and stay at the plant, but a vast majority lost their jobs. Paulina Osageda is with the Ottumwa League of United Latin American Citizens. She says a handful of the workers have left the country, but many still remain in the community.
They have to move in with each other and stack up each other in housing because they can no longer afford it. They can't afford utilities. They cannot pay off the rents. It's very hard for them to keep up with that, and especially if they have children.
Osageda says between 10 and 30 Haitian immigrants who worked at the plant have left the country. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
Illinois Senate President Don Harmon will not have to pay a $10 million fine for violating state campaign finance laws. Capital News Illinois reports the State Board of Elections deadlocked on Tuesday in a 4-4 party line vote on whether Harmon should be fined. Staff at the board previously found Harmon accepted about $4 million more than he was allowed during the 2024 election cycle. A hearing officer and the attorney for the board recommended Harmon pay the fine. Harmon's attorney argued that because he was not on the ballot in 2024, contribution limits in his race should remain off through 2026. A judge in western Iowa has suspended a longtime elected official over allegations he has been drunk at public meetings. Iowa Public Radio's Shayla Brummer reports.
Scott Belt is in his fourth term on the Pottawatomie County Supervisors. He started his political career as a Council Bluffs council member in 1988. Last week, Belt stepped down as county chairman over concerns he acted erratically at a town hall meeting earlier this month. He told the Council Bluffs Nonpareil his actions were caused by medication. County Attorney Matt Wilbur filed a petition on Friday to remove Belt from public office. It claims Belt had been intoxicated while on official business at least 7 times in the past 13 months. A hearing on the issue is scheduled for early next month. In the meantime, a judge suspended Belt. A committee will appoint a temporary replacement on the Pottawatomie County Board. I'm Sheila Brummer, IPR News.
Starting today, Illinois residents can store their driver's license or state ID on their iPhone's wallet. Secretary of State Alexi Giannoulias says residents can pull up their IDs on their phones or Apple Watches and present them in person and online. That includes the TSA checkpoints at Chicago's O'Hare and Midway airports. Giannoulias says millions of Illinoisans will benefit.
Your ID now lives securely in the same place that you already tap to pay for groceries, present a boarding pass for a flight, or enter a concert, all protected by the same cutting-edge privacy and encryption technology that you trust every day on the devices that you already love.
The program will soon expand to Google and Samsung wallets for Android users. The parent company of the Cedar Rapids Gazette is expected to hand ownership of the newspaper over to a Minnesota-based newspaper company starting next month. Adams Multimedia owns newspapers in 19 other states. The Gazette is the family-owned company's first purchase in Iowa. Nick Monaco is the chief operating officer for Adams Multimedia. He says the Gazette's daily news focus and strong community relationships align with Adams Multimedia's goals.
There's a lot of business and community relationships with the news organization and the things they do for the community. Everything just seemed to align with what we do, you know, at Adams. And so it was a very good, we see, good cultural fit.
Monaco says Adams is looking at the Gazette's operations and trying to find synergies with the company's current systems before the purchase is finalized December 1st. The deal also includes the purchase of 11 other community papers in eastern Iowa, in addition to the Gazette. The National Weather Service office in the Quad Cities is forecasting mostly cloudy skies today with a high near 46, east wind around 5 miles per hour. It'll remain mostly cloudy Wednesday night with a low of 41 with calm wind. We'll see mostly cloudy skies again on Thursday with a high near 60, with a 20% chance of rain after midnight with a low around 41. You're listening to WVIK Quad Cities NPR.